WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 1/3 of an inch of rain measured so far this morning at Easterwood Airport. Weather also impacting utility services. Bryan Texas Utilities has crews responding to outages in the northern portion of the service area. The largest of three outages is near FM 50, north of Highway 21 and southwest of Lake Bryan. An estimated 200 BTU customers are currently without power. A College Station woman awaiting trial on charges of committing property crimes is back in jail.
Darlene Graves was arrested Friday, the day after her 35th birthday, on a warrant from Washington County, where she's charged with criminally negligent homicide. She had been out on bond following her indictment on felony theft with prior convictions and unauthorized use of credit cards belonging to the elderly. For the second time in as many days, College Station police arrested a juvenile for burglary. This was Friday afternoon in the Southwood Valley neighborhood, where a gun was taken from a home on Mary M. That evening, investigators received information that led to the gun and other stolen property, resulting in the arrest of the unidentified juvenile for burglary and threatening an officer with retaliation. That followed the arrest of a 16-year-old girl who was caught with items taken from two vehicles parked near Crossing Place Apartments on Southwest Parkway. Assistant Chief Chuck Flieger says the key was a victim contacting police right away.
I can't overemphasize the need for our citizens to... blessed to have community that works well with our police department, but it's that partnership between police and public that is absolutely critical to us being able to successfully do our job.
Two other suspects are still at large. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Consolidated High School student died Saturday following a crash. College Station police have not determined why the SUV, driven by 17-year-old Kristen Schuler, left Rock Prairie Road near Williams Creek Drive and struck a tree. She was the only one inside of the vehicle. Harvey Road, east of the freeway, was closed part of Saturday afternoon for what turned out to be an accidental shooting. College Station police investigators determined friends were driving to a gun range when a firearm discharged while a passenger was trying to disassemble it. One shot hit the driver, who was taken to the hospital for treatment of what was thought to be a non-life-threatening injury. One of three bills in the Texas House involving Blinn College has been defeated. A second is one vote away from final passage, and a third remains in committee. On Friday, the House voted 138-4 to expand Blinn's 7-member Board of Trustees elected by Washington County residents by adding 2 members appointed by the Brazos County Commission. That's after the House rejected by a more than 2-to-1 margin the idea of preventing Blinn revenue generated in Bryan from being spent in Brenham. Trustees President Douglas Bohart agreed with the state representatives opposed to House Bill 1903 that it would have set a bad precedent for community colleges around the state.
The issues discussed in to this bill will be extremely helpful, I think, in guiding Blinn College as it continues to grow in Brazos County and throughout our service area.
And legislation that would move Waller County out of Blinn's service area and give it to the Lone Star system remains pending in the House Higher Education Committee. A well-known and longtime member of the Bryan College Station business community died unexpectedly. Jeweler gemologist Dean Weil was with Julia and David Gardner since day one, since establishing their business 34 years ago. Julia says Dean was planning to take over the family farm in Iowa when a car accident left him disabled.
We never, ever, in all those years, heard Dean ever complain or ever use his disability as an excuse. He had an unbelievable work ethic, crazy, respectable loyalty, and was fiercely, fiercely independent.
While funeral arrangements actually have now been finalized, they are Thursday morning at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in College Station. The Gardeners also invite friends to come by to share their stories. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwornemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our now to wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
How many slow downloads with DSL are you going to endure before you finally get Suddenlink? I'll tell you what, Here's a way you can go do it for yourself. Test it with the Suddenlink Speed Test Challenge. Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com today. And you'll discover just how slow your dinky phone company internet connection really is and what a huge difference super fast broadband internet from Suddenlink could make when you're downloading, uploading, and streaming. The minimum is 50. Maximum 150. It's lightning. When you're watching something that's streaming, you won't even know it's streaming. When you're trying to upload something to the internet, goes like that. Take the challenge today at speedtest.suddenlink.com. Then get the fastest broadband internet for prices starting at just $35 a month with no contract. Get the Suddenlink 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee. And if you want to go get details in person, they're right down on 29th Street by the TV station at 4114 East 29th, or go online to suddenlink.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Good morning, it's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Showers and thunderstorms. Some of those thunderstorms may be strong this morning. They'll have heavy rain and gusty winds associated with them, 85. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tonight, 65 to 70. Tomorrow's partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Showers and storms tomorrow night, lows dropping to 65 to 70. Wednesday, partial sun, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures on Wednesday, they're going to be close to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports in just a bit with A&M softball, tennis, both men's and women's, advancing to various NCAA rounds of playoffs. Men's baseball dropped a series against South Carolina over the weekend. NBA update in the playoffs, PGA, and more in sports at 7:50.
Okay. So, let's talk to our school administrators. They're really busy right now. You know, school's about to end, right?
Just about.
They're going to be, and there'll be boys and girls who'll be graduating. Well, remember that idea about, well, you had to have these standardized tests passed before you graduate? Well, there's a big anti-testing movement out there, and state lawmakers overwhelmingly approved a bill which will establish committees to review students who have failed one or two exams. Now, this is still something that's not sitting well with some business groups and some education groups, because they're saying that Texas is pretty much lowering the standards so that you end up having kids graduating who are not prepared to move on, I guess, to college or into the real world. Anyway, all that debate aside, because they've been looking at this for a few years, the problem is that we are weeks away from graduation. And so all these school districts have to put together basically these special committee meetings to decide for each one of these students who hasn't passed all their state exams whether or not they should be able to graduate. Now, that's a little bit tough, I would think. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are like. But part of what they're trying to do, I know they had, the Houston Chronicle had a story as, for instance, what Cy Fair was going to do. Because they said, well, if the kiddos are having problems taking the multiple choice thing and, like, you know, bubbling in the right answer, then just having them bubble in an answer in front of this committee is not going to solve the problem.
No.
So, for instance, what they had said in the case of, I think, biology, they were actually going to have these kids go through and do experiments or activities that would cover the information that would be important. Okay, so act it out rather than answer a question, which is interesting. And is there an appeals process after this committee, you know, rules on this child? You know, do they vote? Is it a split vote? Does it have to be unanimous? If they don't pass what the committee says, do they have some source of appeal? Because, again, graduation day gets closer every day. Oh, wait. And then the last thing is, how about the printers? Because you want to make sure Billy Joe or Susie Mack has got her name in that in that program for graduation if she's in fact going to get a chance to walk. So this stuff that's going on, I appreciate what the legislature's trying to do, but man, I have to think it's tough enough on administrators that they have to put together now these. And we talked about it, what, 6 weeks ago when this thing first raised its head. Oh, never mind that you took the test and failed. We'll have this special committee that can shoot you out of here like a cannon, and you can go on into the real world.
If the goal is to get everyone above the line, why even draw the line?
Well, you're right. I understand.
I mean, I know that's the goal. You should try to do that. Yeah. But in reality, the reason you draw a line is to differentiate between who succeeded and passed and who did not.
Once again, other countries in the world for long, long time have decided early on whether those kids are going to college and others aren't. And, you know, that was one of the things that was touched on in the interview. It was an hour-long interview, so they touched on a lot of things with John Sharp that the Texas Tribune videoed last week, discussing kids that are ready to learn on the college level once they get to campus and how much time, how much money is spent, how much energy is used to get those students up to the level where they're even ready to take a 101 course. So a little bit of a problem when it comes to that. And the other thing we really didn't have time to talk about in our political segment that is going to maybe be a flashpoint before things end in the regular session, because we got a few weeks to go in the regular session, but the idea of people watching the police. In other words, policing the police, because in many, many cases, you cannot video the police while they're doing their job. And they obviously want some sort of protection when it comes to that. Do you want to be videoed every minute that you're doing your job? So where do we go with that? And that's something, again, that may come up in the state legislature this session and where they go from that. Also, the State Affairs Committee has apparently got the votes necessary to vote out of the Senate State Affairs Committee a ban on texting while driving all over the state, not just in school districts.
Did that a few years ago. Perry vetoed it.
We did. Yes, that's true. It did not work. I don't know that Greg Abbott's expressed an opinion on that. But, you know, here it is this morning. It's dark. You're driving. It's raining. Does that stop you from texting?
Maybe he could have the state guard watch us.
Yeah, there you go. No, they're too busy rescuing guys off the top of pickup
trucks. That's
true.
That's what they do.
Ugly Americans. Okay? Americans just, well, what we would call being Americans. Loud.
Oh. Thought we were talking about looks.
Yeah, not dressed as they should. And they could be ugly, too, just on that. But nonetheless, we pretty much have put together a stereotype that's been around for a long, long time. Europeans kind of look at us and laugh, but they take our money, so they like that. The Chinese, not so much. Chinese are responding a little bit differently to this. They're not happy with the fact that Americans are somewhat rude. Well, they can be rude on either side of the ocean, but when they go there. In a major innovation, the government of China has named four tourists to a new blacklist, which could, in fact, hurt their freedom of travel for years.
Well, one of them was Chinese.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, there's nothing wrong with the idea of doing that. But Americans, I think, do that. We had a story last week about the three people who climbed up on the statue to take a selfie, right, and broke the crown off the statue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, last year, Chinese tourists took 109 million trips overseas, 20% more than in 2013. Most host nations may be inclined to overlook misbehaving Chinese tourists because China now contributes more money. What did I just say? Yeah, we hate the way you act, but please leave us your money. Problem is what Chinese officials say are uncivilized tourists. Yeah! He says our government is going to have to respond to that. So, fair warning, no matter who you are or where you're from, if you misbehave, the Chinese government may decide that you can't travel anymore. And I guess they can do that kind of stuff with freedoms that we can't hear.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah, exactly. Facebook survey found that 82% of men don't trust women's photos on dating websites. I think the guys started it, okay? I'm only copying what the guys did. No winner Friday night in the Mega Millions. Tomorrow night, $140 million. Cash is $87 million. If you want to wait till the Powerball on Wednesday night, that's $100 million. So do all that, and you won't have to worry about any of that stuff. You don't have to be a tourist. You can just go buy an island and go away. Just do that. So Raul Castro visited the Vatican yesterday. I almost said the Pentagon.
That would have been something.
That would have been a story. Anyway, so the Cuban president visits the Vatican yesterday to thank the Pope because the Pope did play a part in ending the tensions between Cuba and U.S. America. They met privately for nearly an hour, after which the president told a press conference that the Pope will get a warm welcome when he comes to Cuba in September before visiting the U.S. In fact, he said, quote, "I promised to go to all his masses, and with satisfaction. I'll read all the speeches of the Pope, his commentaries, and if the Pope continues this way, I will go back to praying."
Wow.
Jeez. Okay.
Well, bully for him.
I guess so. I suppose. All right, so it's 7:22. You can probably hear the thunder out there. We certainly can in our non-soundproof studios. But again, we're the only people in town who have actually doorstops in our studios to keep the doors open, just because we're affable. Anyway, pretty heavy thunderstorms coming through all over Brazos County. Burleson County, our friends over there still getting those, and heavy stuff going down through almost along the highway. If you're driving from here to Bastrop, you will get hammered the entire way on 21, okay? It's almost like it's just following 21. But the heaviest stuff is over really to our east, over toward Huntsville and Livingston. So if you're having to travel over into deep east Texas today, you're going to be catching that this morning. And again, the problem is that there are showers now that are being developing out near Marble Falls, over near Uvalde, and that stuff is going to be marching this way. It's also raining in Austin right now. That stuff's going to be marching this way. So apparently, as Steve told us earlier, training is the word. It's one right after the other all day long. And fortunately, we're just not getting the accumulations that other people
yet, hopefully.
Yeah, true. All right, so how big of a check is too big for the bank to cash? Jeff Waters apparently has reached that mark. The $368 billion check wasn't a huge deal. That's not really the weird part. See, Jeff allegedly, under the influence of something, was angry when the bank would not cash the check that he brought in off a homeless man. He bought the check for $100, okay? So he got the blank check from a homeless man. He writes $368 billion. Because, see, he wanted to start an Italian restaurant inside the earth.
Inside.
Inside. Not on the surface like the rest of us would. He told police, "I'm 10% Italian." He may have said Italian, I don't know. He said, "I'm 10% Italian. Cooking authentic Italian food is in my blood. I had planned to make the restaurant 80 million square feet and able to accommodate 30 million eaters at one time. Plus, it was going to be totally underwater so people could look at sharks while they ate."
How many, again, can it serve?
Well, he says here it could serve 30 million.
Okay.
Yeah. So, oh, wow. But the bank wouldn't give me the money, he said, and they owed it to me. He's been charged with forgery, unbelievably, unlawfully carrying Chinese throwing stars.
I didn't realize those were illegal to carry.
Well, and you don't really see that in the police report. Of course, possession of bath salts, that's probably what got him mentally where he is. He was released on $23,000 bond and has a great mugshot if you want to go see that. His name is Jeff Waters. It's a great mugshot. I want to know how he got the $23,000 bond paid. Well, I guess if you can write a check for $368 billion, $23,000 would be nothing.
That's nothing.
That's it. 7:25, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. So we talked about what the radar is going to look like. As far as the numbers are concerned, 60% chance of showers today to continue. 80% chance of some heavy rain tonight. 70% on Tuesday. 60% on Tuesday night and Wednesday. We'll still carry a 50-50 chance of showers all the way through till Friday. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 10. 96% relative humidity if it's not raining where you are. There is plenty of it out there, though, and we've got 68 degrees.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank.
Blinn's Mini Mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Senator Pocahontas and the New York Mayor Bill de Blasio co-wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post titled, How to Revive the American Dream. Their genius solutions? Why, increase the minimum wage. Make sure employers respect the rights of workers. Make paid family leave mandatory while somehow investing more in child care and after-school programs. Also, make all-day pre-kindergarten free for every kid who wants to go. And rein in college costs. Oh, yeah, refinance student loans at a lower rate somehow. And then supposedly innovations and research will emerge, and innovators will develop new technologies in the medical and science fields, as well as build new industries somehow. I mean, it's magic. But there's more. Elizabeth Warren and de Blasio want more government investment in infrastructure. In other words, another porculus like the Democrat slush fund that Obama instituted, which failed big time to help the economy. But this one's supposed to work somehow. Lastly, big-time expansion Social Security with money from someplace. So Liz and Bill propose expensive anti-business legislation and regulations that would kill jobs, costly new programs that would create millions of government dependents, more payoffs for Democrat union cronies, more people on Social Security, which is already going bankrupt. There's nothing new here. These two glittering jewels of colossal progressivism just put their names on the same old big government liberalism. It's already failed every damn time it has been tried.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
What can being listed with YP do for your business? You're about to find out for free. YP will give your business a free listing on two extremely powerful customer delivering tools, the YP website and the YP app. Growing your business requires maximum visibility, and every month, over 70 million potential new customers use the YP tools to search for businesses. 70 million! But if you're not there, they can't find you. Get the maximum visibility that comes from a free listing with America's largest marketing agency for small business, YP. Look, you're the expert in your business, and YP is the expert in driving new customers to your business. Imagine what that free listing on YP could do for your bottom line. Claim your free business listing today. Potential customers are searching for businesses like yours each and every day. Don't let your competitors get them because you're not listed. Go to myfreeyp.com. That's myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Anco Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. Anco's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit Anco Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Bryan man arrested four times in the last 11 months is wanted again.
College Station police has identified Tyler Sanchez as a suspect in four cases last week. Two vehicle burglaries, possession of a controlled substance, and evading arrest. In the last 6 years, Sanchez, who turned 20 last Wednesday, has been contacted by CSPD 56 times and has been arrested 14 times. Meantime, CSPD arrested two juveniles on burglary charges, an unidentified youth accused of taking a firearm from a home, then threatening an officer with retaliation. and a 16-year-old girl is taken to juvenile detention, and two others are being sought from vehicle burglaries Thursday night on Southwest Parkway between Welsh and Welburn. Assistant Chief Chuck Flieger says the victim calling immediately after discovering what happened led officers to the suspects.
The vast majority of times when we're able to get out there and catch some people who have been burglarizing, it involves some information from the public. Somebody saw something, heard something, notices something that's just not right. They call our police department or their local jurisdiction, and the officers respond out and then are able to get out there quickly. And during that investigation, they're able to determine what occurred and find those individuals and hold them accountable for their actions.
The 16-year-old girl was caught with property taken from two vehicles. In other cases, a child custody dispute in the parking lot of a Bryan convenience store led to a disturbance, resulting in one man being arrested on eight charges. Witnesses at the Shell store at 29th and Barrick Saturday afternoon told police 35-year-old Joe Keith Clay threatened them with a handgun. According to the arrest report, Clay did not have a license for the handgun. He was also in possession of four sets of metal knuckles and three other illegal weapons. Weekend drunk driving arrests included one that followed a near head-on collision with the Bryan Fire Department ambulance. This was Saturday just after midnight on William Joel Bryan by Sioux Haswell Park, where an SUV that was going east in the westbound lanes came to a stop after the near miss. In addition to the DWI, 72-year-old Escale Guevara of Bryan was arrested on warrants from two cases from 4 years ago. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A weekend trip to a gun range for a recreational shooting didn't happen after there was gunfire in the vehicle. College Station police and fire responded to Harvey Road just east of the freeway Saturday afternoon. The driver, who was hit by the one round that went off, was taken to the hospital for treatment of what was thought to be a non-life-threatening injury. Investigators believe the shooting was an accident after being told a passenger was trying to take the loaded gun apart when it fired. College Station Police is asking for assistance in the investigation of a crash late Saturday afternoon near Lick Creek Park that killed a College Station Consolidated High School student. 17-year-old Kristen Schuler was alone in her SUV for reasons still not determined, left Rock Prairie Road, traveled across a field, and struck a tree. Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD at 764-3600. Shockwave continues through the community about the unexpected death of an original member of the staff of David Gardner's Jewelers. Julia Gardner says jeweler gemologist Dean Wild died Wednesday night.
Dean grew up in Iowa, and he was planning on taking over the family farm and unfortunately was in a car accident, ended up hospitalized and paraplegic. And as part of his occupational therapy after the accident, one of the things he tried to do and liked was jewelry bench work. So then he went to Paris Junior College, and that David hired him right out of Paris Junior College 34 years ago.
Julia says Dean had an incredible work ethic and was fiercely independent.
He was a people person. He loved people. He would stop whatever he was doing and come over and say hello and have an extended conversation. And it wasn't always about jewelry. In fact, you know, there were lots of conversations about cows and farms and cars and racing and all kinds of things because he cared about people.
The Gardeners invite friends and customers to stop by the store to share their stories. Services for Dean Wall will be held Thursday morning at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in College Station. The second of two bills in the Texas House involving Blinn College and written by Representative John Rainey of Bryan has advanced to the Senate. That would expand Blinn's Board of Trustees with two appointees made by the Brazos County Commission, joining the seven who are elected in Washington County. An identical Senate bill is being carried by the senators who represent Bryan and Brenham. Board of Trustees President Douglas Bohart says they're monitoring that and another set of bills that would remove Waller County from Blinn's service area and give it to Lone Star Community College.
We, Blinn College, had provided our talking points to the committees related to our position on those bills. And the outcome of that, you know, rests with those in the legislature that make those decisions.
Bohart also thanked lawmakers who voted down legislation that would have kept revenue generated by Blinn students in Bryan from being spent on the home campus in Brenham.
I am pleased to see that the Texas House of Representatives has recognized that House Bill 1903 would have set a bad precedent for Texas community colleges.
Bohart says they're beginning to put together improved accounting standards and a more careful review of financial statements, what he called a new paradigm, to respond to issues related to distribution of revenue from Blinn's four campuses. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them as distinctive as you are. Visit CashinDental.com.
Our community values tradition like few others, and for almost 40 years, University Pediatric Association has maintained a tradition of excellence in specialized pediatric care for the families of the Brazos Valley. Your parents trusted UPA to care for their children, and you can trust UPA to care for yours, because we work only for our families, not a hospital or a healthcare system. For more information, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, here for generations and generations to come.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Construction Science Department to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Construction Science Department uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams. 823-7551. Green Teams.
7:38. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Showers and thunderstorms. Some of those thunderstorms may be strong this morning. They'll have heavy rain and gusty winds associated with them, 85. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tonight, 65 to 70. Tomorrow's partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Showers and storms tomorrow night, lows dropping to 65 to 70. Wednesday, partial sun, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm. High temperatures on Wednesday, they're going to be close to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We certainly were, and very proud of Brigham Hill. He gave us a hold. And
they needed the hold. They were already in a little trouble coming out of the very first inning. A&M dropped the series over the weekend to South Carolina. We'll have more on that. A&M softball goes to regionals, as does A&M tennis and golf, both men's and women's. We'll have more on that and everything else in high school action coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
So that's the first time South Carolina had ever been to the state of Texas to play baseball. Man, they like it here.
Yeah, they did pretty well.
They like it here. Their athletic director, the guy who used to be their baseball coach, Ray Tanner, he won a couple of national championships. Let's see, the athletic director over there then was a guy named Eric Hyman.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, yeah, they had a good time. So, I hope that doesn't do anything to hurt the Aggies' national seed, but beating Mississippi State a few times, a couple, three times this weekend wouldn't hurt. And they got to go over to St. Houston tomorrow. Well, I'd say that. I mean, they may go over there and play tomorrow, but unless they've got a dome stadium, that could be a little bit of a problem.
That's assuming that the boat works to get them there.
Yeah, because, Huntsville got hammered earlier this morning. And, again, to have a look at the radar, just so that you know, they are. Huntsville, between Huntsville and Conroe, really, really heavy rain, the heaviest rain in Texas really right now. Heading back toward in our direction, there's certainly some heavy showers going through Caldwell and Dime Box and actually just pretty much along Highway 21. There's a lot of rain right there, so if you're traveling over to Bastrop, that's the way that you go to Austin, and you're catching that. Somerville's got it. We still have shower activity here in Brazos County, but not nearly what's going on to the south and the southeast of us, and actually to the northeast of us as well. And this whole band, like we said earlier this morning, goes all the way up to Chicago. I mean, it is a large, large weather system. So an investment banker and his wife from Creskill, New York, New Jersey, being charged with the stalking of the local high school basketball coach, David Kushner, who's also president of the local country club, and threatening his wife as well, I guess. They sent anonymous emails and to the coach's employers over the course of 2 years. I'm sorry, David Kushner's wife wrote the letters. The basketball coach's name is Michael Dotto. So they wrote these anonymous emails to the coach and to the school over the course of a couple of years trying to get the coach fired. They created a fake email account and sent emails not only to the coach, but to the school and to the Board of Education. Now, the lawyer that's representing this couple would not elaborate on exactly why they sent the emails, but the couple's son does play basketball at the high school. Wow. So if you don't play, our son will get you fired? Is that where we're going with that? Man. Couple pled not guilty to stalking charges and plan on doing the same to the harassment charges. Just letting you know.
Creepy.
Yep. Okay, so let's say that you're a zoo and you wanted to get yourself a polar bear and that zoo's in Buffalo. How do you get the bear from there to here? FedEx.
What?
They FedExed a polar bear last week from the Buffalo Zoo down to the hub, in which is in Memphis, and then they put the 800-pound polar bear into one of their what are called custom critical transport trucks to make sure extra fragile cargo gets there as it should. So Callie the polar bear, now in St. Louis after the chartered jet flight in, be available for folks to see June the 6th.
I would say that is one you definitely want to handle with care, because if it gets out...
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I wonder what that costs. That'd be pretty interesting.
You just throw in a case of Coca-Cola and they're fine.
You're right, they would. That's right. As long as you have some little baby glaciers in there, it'd be just fine. Yeah. Alleged bank robber in West Virginia accidentally pepper sprayed himself. Yeah. Cops in the town of Beaver, West Virginia, say that Michael Kevin Meadows, age 43, walked into the pharmacy dressed in camo and a paintball mask. That's when police said he released the pepper spray into the air in an attempt to subdue the workers. He then approached the counter, walking straight up into the cloud of the spray that he just put out. Not even turning the nozzle toward him, he sprayed it up there and then walked through it. Obviously didn't go well. Surveillance video shows him being overcome by the mist, stumbling out into the parking lot, trying to get into his getaway car, but police were there. Meadows had been charged with attempted robbery. His bail's $100,000, which is more than the guy who wrote the $368 billion check. So that doesn't make any sense. All right, let's see. Winners and losers in the television world. CBS has picked up 4 dramas and 2 comedies. Criminal Minds spinoff called Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. That's a creepy show. I used to watch that. I don't do it. That's a creepy show. I'm just saying.
Wig you out a little?
It did. Well, and again, probably because there are people like that out there. Gary Sinise is getting himself a new show based on the Bradley Cooper movie called Limitless. So he'll have himself something new. Let's see. Meanwhile, they dropped Battle Creek. That was the guy who plays Mayhem. And this time he played a cop, Mayhem, in the Allstate commercials. Yeah, he lost that deal. Stalker got canceled, as did the McCarthys. ABC picked up a television version of the 1989 movie Uncle Buck.
Really?
Yeah. They're running out of ideas. And NBC says, well, you know, when we're looking for a new show, let's just go to Dick Wolf, because he doesn't have enough money. He's the guy who did Law & Order. Anyway, this time it is a live show called You the Jury. The show will be live, with the gimmick being that the audience will vote on the verdict in the trial. I don't know that anybody's going to care that much. We'll just see.
It depends on what the story
is. Well, okay. Is it going to be like Judge Judy? We're going to do that. I mean, you know. And again, if it's anything really, truly serious. But I guess these aren't real. Litigants. These are just actors. Anyway, NBC also picked up The Player, starring Wesley Snipes, because he needs the money.
Yeah, he actually does need the money.
Yes, he does. NBC canceled State of Affairs' Katherine Heigl show, and Marry Me, they canceled that. Fox picked up a Frankenstein show called The Frankenstein Code about a morally corrupt policeman who is given a second chance when he's brought back from the dead. Okay. And speaking of creepy, The Following, that's Kevin Bacon's show. That was canceled by Fox. And Backstrom, which was just a bad television show.
Yeah, that was.
Rainn Wilson. I think I gave that about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I did too, because I thought it was kind of interesting with Rainn Wilson, and it was horrible.
You would hope, and it was really poorly done. Hello?
I don't know if you heard, but HGC also teamed up with Dick Wolf for a reality show.
Called?
Law and Order.
Thank you.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done, and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Norman G. Tractor. At Norman G. Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25-horsepower tractor with 4-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with a $300 factory rebate, $700 implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price $18,895 or $247 per month. Norman G. Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G. Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G. Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002, remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G. Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas, and remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Texas Document Solutions.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper in our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas Pride employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I'm looking to mix it up a bit.
How about trying our new smoked Gouda club?
I'm listening.
Roast beef, black forest ham, and oven-roasted turkey breast, toasted with creamy new smoked Gouda cheese spread, plus your favorite veggies, all on Subway freshly baked bread.
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway smoked Gouda club won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Moms, do you have an identity problem? Do you introduce yourself as just a mom? Ladies, with motherhood, you're never just a mom. You're more like a superhero. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Moms often have a way of seeing their shortcomings and minimizing their role in their children's lives. I don't believe those perceptions are accurate, but I can certainly understand what drives them. On the surface, there's nothing glamorous about chasing kids around the house, fixing meal after meal, and stepping on toys scattered down the hallway. But I agree with author Lisa Jo Baker, who says moms are modern-day superheroes. Their capes may be a little tattered at the end of a long day of laundry and runny noses, but moms deserve superhero status for all they do. There's nothing ordinary about motherhood. Moms aren't simply changing diapers. They're shaping character. Directing the course of a child's life is no easy task, and that's why a lot of mothers may feel like they're doing a terrible job. But remember this, motherhood isn't hard because you're bad at it. It's hard because, like no other role in life, It requires sacrificing your own wants and desires for others. So moms, give yourselves some grace. Laying down your life for your children deserves more than just a mom. It means you're a superhero. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop and a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be...
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 When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:52. A&M baseball dropped their home series finale, losing on Friday. Then a little Olsen magic struck on Saturday with Blake Alemán's walk-off two-run shot in the bottom of the ninth inning to secure a 15-14 win Sunday. And then Sunday, number two Aggies found a six-run hole just too much to overcome, dropping an 8-7 decision to the South Carolina Gamecocks. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
We don't get off to a good start when you got to go to the bullpen in the first inning. You're going to have to be pretty good to give yourself a chance, and we certainly were. And very proud of Brigham Hill. He gave us a hold, and very proud of Andrew Vinson there at the end for giving us a chance to get back into it. We had our shot and had the guys at the plate that we wanted, and you know, at the end of the day, we got to be better on the mound. We got to be better defensively on the weekend. Deserve a chance to win the series. And, you know, South Carolina made every play on the dirt all weekend long. And, you know, they end up walking out of here with a series win.
A&M returns to action on Tuesday as the Aggies travel 55 miles to Huntsville for a 6:30 start against Sam Houston State and the Bearcats. You can catch that on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Class 5A bi-district high school baseball action, Rutter blasted Pflugerville Conley 10-1 and 10-zip to advance. Bryan took 2 of 3 from Huddle. They move on, and College Station blanked Waco 8-0. So here is how the area round breaks down. College Station heads to Magnolia for game 1 Thursday in Montgomery. Bryan will take on Tomball Memorial at Tomball at 7, and Rutter heads to Mumford to take on Brenham for game 1 on Thursday at 7 as well. The Texas A&M softball team starts their postseason run at the NCAA Norman Regional, hosted by number 11 seed Oklahoma starting this Thursday. The Aggies will join the Sooners, Central Arkansas, and Lehigh at the four-team regional. A&M men's and women's tennis both advanced to the round of 16 in the NCAA championships. Both played in Waco, and that kicks off this Friday. The number 11 A&M women's golf team clinched their sixth finals appearance in 8 years with a fourth-place finish at the NCAA San Antonio Regional. The Aggies advance to the championships in Florida that start next Friday. In the NBA, the Los Angeles Clippers have a 3-1 lead in their conference semifinals, while the Cleveland Cavaliers and Chicago Bulls are knotted up at 2 apiece. DeAndre Jordan had 26 points, and Chris Paul chipped in 15 as the Clippers blasted Houston 128-95. Rockets coach Kevin McHale said the short misses killed Houston.
You know, we missed layups and they came out and ran on us. And I mean, we did not finish well around the rim. And when you hold your head and you hang your head, I mean, and you don't get back, they made you pay.
LeBron James capped his 25-point night with the last two being on a jumper at the buzzer.
Cavs going in motion. It comes to LeBron. He takes a fadeaway for the win. Hey! Knocked it down! LeBron James from the left corner. He drains it.
That gave the Cavs an 86-84 win over the Bulls. In Major League Baseball, Garrett Richards took a no-no into the seventh inning, and the Los Angeles Angels nabbed a 3-1 victory over the Stros. Richard walked his first batter of the day and then retired 15 in a row before getting pulled. And the Rangers got just enough offense to support a strong pitching performance.
A swing and a line drive, base hit left field. Elvis around third. He's being waved home. The throw to the plate.
Elvis stands up with the run, and the Rangers lead as the throw is cut off. 2-1 Texas, Beltre with both RBIs today.
Wandy Rodriguez set a Texas record and earned a 2-1 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. Wandy said all of his stuff was working yesterday.
I use a lot of my curve today. I have a good one. I know I have a good one. That's what I use. It's a lot. And I look at it very good, my fastball too.
Rodriguez established a franchise mark for consecutive batters retired. The vet lefty shut down the first 15 Rays before Tim Beckman led off of the sixth inning with a line drive single for Tampa Bay. In the PGA, Ricky Fowler fired a 5-under-67 in the final round of the Players' Championship at the TPC at Sawgrass before winning the tournament on a playoff with Kevin Kisner and Sergio Garcia. Fowler rallied from five shots back on the back nine yesterday to finish 12-under for the tournament. And finally, in the NHL, the Anaheim Ducks and New York Rangers won last night's Stanley Cup game, but it took Anaheim OT to do it.
Set to Fowler, closing in, save, rebound, kicked into the blue paint.
Corey Perry scored with 2:26 in OT to lift the Ducks to a 3-2 come-from-behind victory over the Flames, putting Anaheim in the Western Conference Finals against Chicago. Chris Kreider scored twice, and Henrik Lundqvist stopped 42, and the Rangers down Washington 4-3 to force a Game 7. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Michelle Lee from the Athena Learning Center again, and everybody grew up, well, pretty much everybody grew up having to take SATs. And you guys are also a preparatory service, yes?
Yes, we are. We are partnered with the Princeton Review at the Athena Learning Center.
And what does that entail then for the students?
The Princeton Review is the top-of-the-line prep organization, and they meet at the Athena Learning Center. Our classes start in June. It's a 30-hour in-class training for the SAT, and they also have practice tests. So with in all, they get 46 hours of prep for the SAT, and we guarantee 200 points on your SAT.
Wow. Where were you 20 years ago? If you'd like to learn more, there's a whole bunch of stuff online. AthenaLearningCenters.com. And I know you guys are on Facebook.
Yes, at Athena Learning Center College Station.
Registration going on right now for those classes?
Yes, they start June the 4th. We also have one in July.
They're located in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road. Go visit.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, a couple of minutes till. American Idol has been canceled. American
what?
Idol has been canceled.
What?
Yep. 2016 will go down as the year of the pitchy music dying on the Fox network as they announced American Idol's upcoming 15th season will be its last.
Wow.
What will we do?
Oh, they'll do specials with it.
So. Returning judges, of course, will be there. It'll be Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban, and Harry Connick Jr. It'll debut in January 2016 and pay tribute to the past 14 seasons of the reality juggernaut.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, there you go. You get the Eagle, Tom Turbeville, with a nice column today that mentions us. I mean, it was a nice column even if it wouldn't have mentioned us.
That helps, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, because they're talking about women's athletics having been around for 40 years at Texas A&M. And, of course, he was the sports information director for a portion of that. All right, here's your rain report. Heaviest stuff is really south of Huntsville, between Huntsville and Conroe. If you're riding on 21, you'll get it probably all the way to Bastrop, and you will go through some rain until you get to about Hempstead if you're on Highway 6. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.